Hello.
Hi, yes, hi, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Kajdi?
Yeah, this is Kajdi. Hello, how are you?
Doing good, Kajdi. How about you?
Good, good.
Good, that's good to hear. Well, before anything, just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's good.
All right, thank you so much. So yes, Kajdi, just wanted to touch base with you. This is regarding your account. I did see you tried to get in touch with us, and I think this has something to do with the address change that you wish to do.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
So what you're trying to do is change locations on your Google business profile. Am I correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so we're trying to change locations, Kajdi, but when it comes to that, are you aware that if we are to update the location, that may trigger re-verification? Is that okay with you?
Yeah. What do you mean verification?
All right, now re-verification, this goes to your Google business profile. Remember when you initially had your Google business profile, you were required to complete a verification process?
Okay.
Do you remember doing that?
No, I don't remember, to be honest.
Okay. So currently, Kajdi, this is the process when it comes to the verification. If you try to create a new Google business profile, or if you do major update like the name, address, the phone number to your Google business profile, it may trigger re-verification or verification. Now, these days, verification actually are what we call video verification, mainly, which will have you to record a video and to show to Google your location, your business documents, your work tools, your invoice, business cards, and a couple of those. So what we do recommend is that when you wanted to update your address to the Google business profile, we recommend that you update it when you have your documents updated with the new business address.
What kind of, for example, just to make sure that my tools or stuff like that, or like the van parked in the front of the house or stuff like that?
Yes, they do want to look into your work vehicle, they do want to look into your tools, but mainly your business registration and, of course, business documents. You just have to make sure that the business document reflects the business name and the new address you want to change it to.
So like a proof address that you're talking about?
Yes, it's kind of like a proof. A proof to show Google that the business is existing in the location that you're trying to verify it with.
Okay. What about my bank proof? It will work?
Mm-hmm. Well, for that, we can try. However, most of the time, Google accepts.
I can put the address from the bank account and I can send a picture by my van parking in front of the house, or which one?
Of course, I do get your point, HD, and I understand that you wanted to really get the address updated. It's just that we wanted to make sure that when you update the address, you're ready for the possibilities of verification.
Yeah, I know. But for example, what kind of verification? Like, which one else? Because that's why I'm talking about.
Yes, most of the time, the verification is actually a video verification. So it doesn't just involve pictures. You may have to record a video showing your van, showing the dashboard of your van, your tools, and your business documents.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, that's why I need to show it when it's parked over there, right? Because when I show up, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what I show up.
If you do want to hide the address, it's not necessary for you to show your, show your house. But if you want to show your address, then most of the time Google would require it.
Okay.
Okay? So again, I would recommend we only proceed with the change or update once you're able to update your business documents to the new address.
Okay, so now I'm sending the bank statement, like a bank statement where it's including the address,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to send the video, the VIN parked in my, and then from the house, right? That's all?
Yes, it's just that I am just concerned about the bank statement. It may not be enough. It may or it may not be enough, just to give you a heads up.
Okay, so do I have to send to you, right? You'll be working on that, right?
Unfortunately, no, Kachi. Video verifications are done by business owners. We can you, if your Google business profile requires re-verification, you would have to do it. We can assist you instead, but you have to do it on your end.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
let me do that and I'll let you know for that.
All right, no worries, then. Feel free to let us know whenever you're ready to move forward with a change in the address. And again, what we recommend, Kachi, is to proceed with it once you get the documents ready.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much as well for checking.
You're welcome.
Kachi. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful, rest of your day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.